Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies, to this Sunday's edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. I'm broadcasting to the facilities of ShakeAndWakeRadio.com and also being simulcast on Truth Be Told Radio Network. We are viewer-supported stations, folks, so if you like what the people are trying to do and the content they're trying to bring forward, we always ask if you can spare a cup of coffee every month. It would be much appreciated by the operators of these stations. It is always a pleasure to have my buddy Roger Landry in. And Roger, of course, is always gracious enough to join me. I don't think he's ever, with maybe the exception of one or two times, turned me down when I asked him to come in and chat. I know Roger's got lots to say today, so I'm going to say the few things that I'm going to be allowed to say here in the next hour, because when I get this guy going, I don't know if I'll get a word to put a word in edgewise. But before we get Roger unleashed here, I also got to thank Steve, who produces my shows every week. I always forget at the end of the show to thank him, but I really do appreciate everything the man does. I'd be lost without him. All that being said, Roger, always good to have you back in, bud. And like I said before the show started, you're lucky I was here. I was gonna fake a vehicle breakdown in the bush because I was out there with my daughter today picking mushrooms before I came on the air, and never did a father and daughter ever have so much fun because we were finding them everywhere, and it was just a really good morning. So I'm in a good mood, buddy. How are you? And welcome back.
And thank you. And I'm doing great, and I've got a solution to your problem. Okay. Every time I say something, I will stop, pause, and say, "And what do you think about that, Barry?"
No, don't do that. No, don't. No, but what you're going to talk about, it touches dear to my heart. I know our subject today, and I know that you do a ton of research on everything you talk about, Roger, but I do a little bit of looking around myself. So let's get right into it, because I know this really touches home with you, what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, I need to start this off with you. I need to qualify what I'm about to say by what you have to say. I want your opinion of, your knowledge level of, doesn't have to be a 20-minute dissertation. You know, just tell me what you think you know about these vaccines. That's going to set the stage for everything I'm going to say.
I have listened to a lot of really knowledgeable doctors talk about them. I've gone to lots of different websites around the world. I know I don't do as much research as you, Roger, but I think I got
that.
A pretty good. Well, you do a ton of research. We all know that. You do hours and hours and hours and hours every day. You're very versed on subjects. But I'd say my knowledge level would maybe be a 5 out of 10 or something like that. I got a pretty good idea what the whole agenda is, right from the roots of the agenda to where it's perpetrating itself.
What are the vaccines to you?
Well, they're not vaccines. They're a genetic experiment. They are turning people into robots. Eventually, the end game is to turn people literally into robots where they will not own their own bodies. This is eugenics 2.0. I mean, we only have to look at where it's coming from, you know. And Bill Gates, his reputation speaks for itself. So, to me, Roger, you know, I've looked at this enough to know that this is one of the greatest crimes ever played on the human race. On unsuspecting people just have really no idea what they're doing and what they're injecting into their bodies. I know that when you take the insert out of one of these COVID vaccines, that's supposed to list the ingredients and the possible side effects, that you're getting a blank piece of paper. I know about a lot of things that are going on that just don't make any sense with this. So I'll leave it at that, Roger. But I've been looking at this a lot, my friend, because it's something that's driving me insane. Especially now in Canada, they're talking about injecting kids 5 years old with this stuff, Roger. Insanity. Go ahead, my friend.
I what I wanted the audience to hear was somebody else's perspective, because what I'm about to say pretty much covers anybody's perspective. Anybody who has half a brain, anybody who has half a brain with actually firing brain cells, all right, signals going between them. Because what are we talking about? Barry will contest to this. Barry and I have known each other for many, many years. I have been beating up on vaccines for at least 7 or 8 years. I'm very, very aware of vaccines, and there are a few things that immediately stood out to me as being Are you freaking kidding me? The first thing was, okay, that other than one vaccine from Pfizer, which they don't even have enough to put out to the public, has been approved for actual use. The rest of them are for emergency use only, including the Pfizer vaccines. Don't be lied to, because if it's not the new vaccine, and it's a commemorative or something like that, if it just says COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine, that is the one that has emergency authorization. To start off with, you do not have to take those vaccines. And absolutely, because they are under emergency use only. Let's talk about the vaccine itself. All right. That's your first line of defense, because there are no vaccines circulating widely in the population today that are not the emergency authorized vaccines, which means they cannot force you to take it regardless. If they fire you from your job for not taking it, there could be a lawsuit against them. And again, let's get into the vaccine. All right. We know the particulars. We know the laws. Let's talk about the vaccine, the mechanism itself. Let's talk about some of the research I've done on vaccines. In 1976, for the swine flu, a vaccine caused, I believe, 35 deaths. It was taken off the market. In 1997, again, I believe there was another vaccine that had 52 deaths. It was pulled off the market. Let me explain something to everybody listening to me, okay? Those were good decisions. I'm not a vaccine fan, but you minimize the amount of damage, especially if you don't know what the hell's causing it and you can't fix it. You take it away. All right, let's fast forward to today. Remember, 35 and 52 or 53, somewhere in there, were enough to cancel a vaccine by the CDC and the FDA. Today, the CDC and theirs says there's like 17 or 18,000 reported deaths as a result of vaccination. But they also tell you blatantly, and yes, you can find this on the internet, just ask, that their numbers only represent between 1 and 10% of reality, because in most cases, vaccine reactions are not seen as vaccine reactions and are not reported as vaccine reactions. So if you've got 17, 18,000 deaths associated with the vaccine in this country right now, the actual number, according to, and we won't use the 1%, we'll use the 10%, okay, according to our own government agency, could be between 170 and 200,000. The last time a vaccine killed 53 people, they shut it down. Now let's take these numbers globally. But yet you are being shamed into taking something that already has more deaths possibly attributed to it than, listen to me, every other vaccine ever produced in the history of humanity combined. But yet, if you don't take it, we're going to make your life so freaking miserable. It's insane. Can anybody out there give me any reasoning behind this at all? And that's just point number one. So, what do you think about this, Barry?
Roger, you know, I've the last months here, I have been looking into these extensively. And I don't have the kind of ability to retain all the information that I've absorbed about this. But what I have seen is just, it's catastrophic what we're doing in society. And society is allowing this to go on, that these government so-called officials are continuing to ramp this down our throats in Canada here. It is absolutely, completely out of control right now. They are really putting their foot to the floor, and I think that's because they're starting to lose the information war, Roger. I really do. I believe now we're starting to see a turn in society. where more and more and more people are actually becoming aware of the fact that there's some very nefarious things going on behind their back that you're not being told about on CBC. So I am seeing a change in society's attitude towards this. But the fact in Canada, Roger, they are absolutely, this is absolutely foot right to the floor. You can't turn on any news media in Canada now and not hear at least five or six times in any given hour about how important it is that you have to go get your vaccine and how important that you be a good citizen, that you're doing the best thing you can for the community, keeping your loved ones safe, blah, 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 blah. It's just a joke. It really is. You never hear the opposing side of the story. I ask people about if they've ever heard about the Great Barrington Declaration, and they go, what is that? Well, that's just an example of exactly how much censorship we have in our world today, Roger, because you'd think that the public would want to know that now the number, and I just looked at it a couple of days ago, it's 42,000 doctors that have signed on, and about 12,000 of some of the most reputable scientists and doctors in the world are signed on to this declaration. You'd think that you'd hear that on mainstream media so people would get an opinion outside of what they're hearing through the mainstream all the time. It's really, really out of control here in Canada. I know the same thing's happening down there. I was going to ask you a question, Roger. A blurt came through to me a couple of days ago about the Supreme Court knocking down Biden's vaccine mandates. Is that correct?
Again,
because that came through me twice.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out if it's true or not.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it from secondary sources, like what you just told me.
Okay.
So as soon as I got that down, if I can get something, you know, published by, which they always do on a decision, published by the Supreme Court, then yeah, we will have a show. We will discuss that. But I need to tell you that what I opened with, as bad as it sounded, was number one on the steps on the ladder. It's the lowest rung. It probably has the least impact. Again, we're talking about the vaccine today. Let's take it to the next level, please. All right. The next level is what? What the hell is a vaccine by definition supposed to do? A vaccine by definition is basically, which they've changed the definition since the beginning of the pandemic, the plandemic. They've changed it, but a vaccine, for all history of vaccines, was supposed to introduce a foreign virus or germ into the body in a minute and controlled quantity, forcing the body to produce antibodies and making that individual immune from that virus or germ. This is what a vaccine is. What it does is it prevents you from getting it, okay, which means you can't give it to nobody else if you can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about why the COVID-19 vaccines – bullshit! The COVID-19 vaccines are not and never could qualify as a vaccine. First off, it's a gene therapy. Okay, what do I mean by that? It literally goes in and tames your genes, and I don't mean your blue genes. The genes that make up your DNA. Your DNA is the roadmap to your entire body and your children and your grandchildren, so on and so forth. So what we're talking about is something that literally goes in and tames that to do something specific. But here's the really, really bold crap that you haven't been told. First off, it cannot be called a vaccine because it does not introduce a germ into the system, allowing it to form an immunity to it. This vaccine cannot keep you from getting, quote unquote, COVID-19. It cannot keep you from getting it. That's what a vaccine is supposed to do, but I'm not done. It cannot, since it cannot keep you from getting it, it cannot keep you from spreading it. So what the hell good is a vaccine when the only thing it does is what? The only thing this vaccine was designed to do was to lessen the body's load or impact due to COVID-19. In other words, to make you not so sick. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, Barry, because everybody out there needs to understand this has already been proven. The vaccinated actually carry a larger viral load, almost twice as much viral load in their nasal and throat passages than a non-vaccinated person. Remember what I just said, because now it gets really good. You need a vaccine pass. You need a vaccine passport. You can't get into this concert tonight unless you can prove with your vaccine passport that you were vaccinated. So everybody in there has been vaccinated. Everybody in there carries twice the viral load that a non-vaccinated does. And everyone in there, vaccinated or not, is still going to get COVID-19 if they're exposed to it. So what you've accomplished now is making only the super spreaders eligible to do things in public. Did you hear what I just said? If they carry twice the viral load, and are still capable of getting it, all it does is make it a little less, I don't know, harmful to you. What you are talking about with passes and passports is making sure the only people who can congregate are those who carry the biggest viral load. Anybody want to tell me how that makes sense? And Barry, what do you have to say about that?
Did I wake up in another world, Roger? What happened to the old world we had there not too long ago, buddy? Oh, can we get that back?
You asked me questions.
It's absolute la-la land. What we see going on right now. Roger, what is wrong with people? Why can't people, I mean, we're supposed to be intelligent creatures. You know, we should be able to sit down and discuss something so critical as what they're doing to people, especially in light of what you said. People can go to the VAERS site now, Roger. And what you talked about earlier, there, it's right in there, folks, right in black and white, that this so-called concoction, poison, because that's what it is. I mean, you're talking about graphene oxide. We're talking about some of the ingredients that in there are toxic to the human being. It's insanity that this is going on for something that doesn't affect 99.7 of us, Roger. Why can't society look at this and go, hey, this is really messed up. Why are we allowing this to go on? Especially now, I think you're going to see a very big rise in society when they're coming after our kids, Roger. Because you're going to wake up the mama bears. And if they do that, look out. What do you think about that?
Look, we're talking about numbers. If we're talking about numbers, we need to throw two other things into the equation. First off, basically today, when you are counting how or why a person died, if a person passed away, less than 14 days, listen to me, 14 days or less after getting a shot, then you cannot count it, or you can count it as a vaccine caused death. But it has to be 2 weeks. It can't be 2 days. It can't be 3 days. It can't be 10 days. It can't be 11 days. Anything in less than 2 weeks is not counted as a vaccine death, because they're stating the vaccine doesn't have full efficacy until 14 days later, except that a big portion of those who are dying or being permanently injured or maimed for life, it is happening within the first 12, 24, 36, at the most 72 hours, not 14 days later. So what you're doing? What?
So exactly. I just made it exactly. Go ahead, Roger.
So what you have here, okay, is another mechanism for undercounting those who have died due to the vaccine. Exactly. This vaccine is already the deadliest. Listen to me, folks. The deadliest pharmaceutical component ever utilized in a mass fashion on the public. It's already there. Now, Barry made a comment. I want to take you right out to the edge on that, okay? Barry said, look at what's happening. Look at all of this that's happening. Stop and take a look at all of this that's happening, all right? We're being told right now that if you don't take this vaccine, you can't work here. If you don't take this vaccine, we're canceling your PayPal account. If you don't take this vaccine, and I could go on, and you don't actually have to say I'm not taking the vaccine. You can just espouse it in your media. The point is, we are sitting right here where we are being told literally that our life is going to be pure hell. All we have to do to make it better is go and get that vaccine. They are literally shoving it down our throat. That's all you hear on the media right now. Do you want to know why? It's exactly what you said, Barry, because too many people are waking up too fast and realizing this just isn't right. We have a vaccine that a couple of years ago killed 53 people, and the FDA and the CDC said, we can't have that. We know we've got a vaccine in this country today that could easily be responsible for several hundred thousand deaths, and you damn right well better take it. Now, you tell me Barry wasn't right about it. Don't get no crazier than this.
Every code of the Nuremberg trials have been violated by our government officials, and you don't hear a peep about it. The Geneva Convention's been squashed. The Helsinki Accord has been squashed. Any human right document brought forward to protect the public since the end of the Second World War has absolutely been stomped on, folks, and you hear absolutely crickets about it via any mainstream media. That has got to make you ask a lot of questions in itself. Right now, we're in 1937 Germany, and people say, what are you talking about? Very well, 1937, you had to have papers to walk the streets in Germany. By the end of 1935, Hitler had complete control of all the media in Germany. You didn't hear anything that the government didn't want you to hear. Well, what do we have in Canada and in the United States of America today, Roger? Complete control of media. And they absolutely manipulate people's thought process. People, I talk to people, Roger, I'll just add one more thing and let you go on this. But I'm still talking to people every day that they'll start reciting the bull crap that they hear on media every night before they go to bed. They drink that diarrhea and they go to bed. Go ahead. Because that's what it is.
That was a pretty crappy comment.
They drink it to bed and they think that's the truth.
Where do you think the biggest pushback is starting and is rising? Where do you think it's coming from? Don't say the United States or Canada, because we're too fat and well off and we're slow to wake up in comparison. But where do you think this is all starting?
And put some shrimp on the Barbie.
This is all starting in the same area you just discussed with Hitler and World War II. We're talking about places like Hungary, places like Albania, places like Romania, places like – and I could give you all the Amias one right after another. And this is where you're starting to see the biggest amount of pushback. Why? Because they lived under totalitarian governments for generations, some of them for over a century. And they don't want to go back. And they can see it as clear as day. But let's talk about the media, because that's where I was going next. And that's what you hit me up on. And I got to talk about that. Let's talk about the media. Let's talk about the fourth branch. Our founders bestowed upon the media of the day, which was basically town criers and hand-printed local newspapers. Our founders bequeathed onto them an idea or an ideal, because it's not in law anywhere, that the media in the United States would be the fourth branch, the mechanism that would hold the government and portions of the government in check by keeping the people informed. There is no organization by that definition that has committed more traitorous acts than the mainstream media, who today is wholly owned by the same elitist that me and Barry, are talking to you about right now. They literally own the media that is set out to cook us. How many people still watch mainstream media? I had to tell you something. When Barry and I were kids, everybody watched mainstream media. We're talking about Dan Rather. We're talking about, you know, all of these big names from the past. Absolutely. Tom Brokaw. And I could go on and on. Mainstream media was there. It was trusted. And when the government screwed up, you actually heard about it. There's no way in hell you could have 1960s mainstream media in 2021. It wouldn't work. But here we are. They're bought. They're paid for. So what they're told to tell you is the truth. They're told to tell you the truth, but skewed and misrepresented and mixed up in such a fashion that you either walk away scratching your head or thinking just the total opposite. This is what you're supposed to do. Did they ever tell anybody? And we've got a Congress that absolutely has a love affair with Israel beyond belief, because most of our elected officials are supported by Israeli money. How many of you heard what's going on in Israel? How many of you know that it is a vaccine test bed? How many know that it has one of the most completed population vaccinations on the planet? How many of you know that a majority of those going in the hospital being debilitated or dying are fully vaccinated?
How many of you know this?
Why don't you know this? This is the media, people. Do you know why you know it? Because Barry invited me on your damn show. And I'm here telling it to you because you didn't get it from the replacement for Tom Brokaw. You didn't get it for the replacement for Dan Rather. You didn't get it. And I could go on and on. Today, they read a script. Where does the script come from? The people who own them. End of freaking story. Right now, take everything you hear on mainstream media, turn around 180 degrees, and there's your truth.
Well, you control the media, you control the people, and it's never been more true in our world right now, Rogers, what we see going on, how they've manipulated people, how they've taken something that like is a nothing, it's a nothing burger, and turned it into the worst pandemic the human race has ever seen, how they destroyed countries over this, destroyed societies, destroyed people's lives in ways that we'll see the results for another 3 or 4 years. It's going to take a generation to repair the damage already done by these psychopaths to our world. It's going to take a while to repair it because the damage on children, the psychological effect it's having on children, Roger.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
Because they've been traumatized. Right. They've been traumatized over nothing. You know, you put fear into a child's heart, and that really traumatizes their life, especially at the developmental stage of their life, where they should be smiling and out having fun at recess, not sitting at a cubicle with their mask on, scared of something that will never fear them. Well, it's unbelievable. Now you want to stick a poison in their arm? Come on, guys. Let's go. So go ahead.
Can we make it worse? I'm literally going to make it much worse.
Okay.
Because we haven't gotten to the pinnacle.
Shocked the crap out of me.
We haven't gotten to the pinnacle of how bad this is actually going to get. Okay? Let's stop and consider that there are scientists out there amongst these 44 phenomenal doctors and scientists who all signed this pact, and they will flat out tell you that this is basically a bioweapon. Why do I say that? Because it will be responsible for massive death. This vaccine will trigger anywhere from a few months out up to maybe 10 years out. Part of the biggest reason in the timing is the proportion of graphene oxide that was in the vaccine when you took it.
Right.
The less graphene oxide, Barry, how much do you think? I don't know.
No, you're right on. Go ahead.
The graphene oxide, okay, is the trigger mechanism for your how much longer you have to live. And again, certain portions of the vaccine or certain batches maybe have 5, 10, 15, 20% less graphene oxide than others. Okay, so again, what we're looking at here is we're giving this to all of these people. All right. We're talking about a mass die-off over the next 10 years between 6 months. And I got to say now, because it's from when the first people started getting their shots. So basically over the next 10 years, what we're looking at is a mass die-off. But if anybody thinks it stops there, it doesn't. I told you this was the worst step. Let me explain to you why. This is an mRNA gene-altering therapy. Its purpose is to go in and change your DNA, this is what you're told, to teach it to make something, to fight something that's never, ever been isolated and proven to exist. Well, that's another whole story. But this is what's supposed to happen. Very. Does that sound like a vaccine?
Sounds like a pretty good bioweapon to me, and I've actually listened. I forget the name of it. I don't have a great memory. I've been quite honest about that over the years, but I listened to a doctor this week talk about that exact issue you're talking about. What they're doing, let me run this scenario by you. The first batch that came out.
I'm not done with this.
Okay, go ahead, and then I got to run a scenario by you. After when we're finished, okay, remind me.
This is supposedly gene therapy. Let me explain to you what your genes are. And no, I ain't talking about your blue genes. I'm not. Your genes are the roadmap. It's your DNA. Your DNA is the roadmap. All of your genes decide what color your eyes are, how long your fingernails are, how tall you are, what color your hair is. It is the complete roadmap of you. Without any long-term testing, this vaccine, it isn't, this gene therapy goes in and alters the human genome. We will not know what the long-term results of changing human genetics are for at least another generation until we start to see really bad things popping up. The point here is this is not only going to kill off a big portion of humanity, if any of these scientists are even close to right, but at the same time, those who have either survived the vaccine or have caught it through transmission, okay, their genome will be damaged forever, and every child they have will carry those same damaged genes. So what we're talking about is not just what's going to happen here and now or over the next 10 years. We're talking about the entire future of humanity. Tell me how it gets bigger than that.
How do these guys get away with this, Roger?
Because they own the world, and they have over 2 centuries.
Exactly. The big families that control every aspect of our life are playing a great big game right now, and they're just scamming the public like crazy, man. It's unbelievable. I've looked into this a lot, Roger, and it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying, the long-term implications. I'm going to run one quick scenario by you, because I think what they're doing with this is the first batch out here, you know, they're only putting so much we'll just call them poisons into the first vaccines that they're administering. But I think on the second dose and the third doses, they're going to up the poisons. I think they're doing that because they don't want people dying off really quick right off the bat, because that would raise a lot of attention in public, more than what's being raised already. But I think they're going to really ramp this up, and you are going to see, like you said, mass die-offs start to happen and people getting really sick. And, of course, they'll blame that on a new variant, right? And then, of course, you'll need a new vaccine to treat the new vaccine variant. And if you don't get it, your vaccine passport is going to be null and void. Okay, go ahead. I knew that would trigger something.
Variant. Okay, there are
going to be 100 of them.
I don't know how many articles there are out. Go in and type variant to any search engine, okay, COVID variant, even on the Liberty Beacon. What you're going to find out, and what has just come out from Australia, from the UK, and from certain portions of the United States, is that the variant doesn't exist. What's being called the variant are, in fact, COVID vaccine reactions.
Exactly.
Which is why you're seeing a big increase in the amount of people being hospitalized supposedly with COVID variants. No, they're not. They're being hospitalized because of COVID vaccine damage.
Israel reported, Roger, that 89% of the so-called new variants that are showing up in their country right now are people that have had at least two vaccinations.
That's what I said earlier.
Yeah, so figure that out, folks. Like, what is really happening here? What Roger just hit on, you know, this is really deep and it's really ugly, but we got to realize and remember that we're dealing with very deep and very ugly people. Go ahead, Roger.
If you're going to tell a world of 7 billion people, you not only have to take this, but you have to take it right now. This is what they're doing. There's two reasons for that. You need to take it right now so they can bunch all of this up as far as deaths go as much as they can. There's a second and a bigger reason for why you need to take it right now, and both Barry and I have alluded to it several times in this conversation. And that's because there's people like me and Barry and a lot more people every day who are waking up and going, this is freaking insanity. How the hell do they expect anybody to believe this? So what they need to do, because they see that tidal wave rising, they see the wave rising, they see it building in stature and power and volume. And so what they're saying is, we need to put the pressure on now. We need to get as many people vaccinated as we possibly can, because we're starting to end up on the losing side of this.
Exactly.
Did I tell you that? It was a question asked about a year ago why the super elites were buying deserted islands.
I'd get the hell out of here too, Roger.
Bill Gates bought himself an island. Yeah. I know it'll fix that. One sea sparrow will take care of that. Done.
Yeah, or maybe Mother Nature will hit him with a little bit of karma. Yeah. Well, there's lots of ways it can be dealt with, Roger, but the fact is that you're
correct. Cruise missile.
We can't condone violence. We're not condoning violence, but we're just talking
about let me ask you a possible
remedies down the road.
Hold on, because I'm going to push back against it. I don't agree with you. Okay? You've got a guy who may be at least partially responsible, but a big partially responsible for the deaths of what may end up by being billions of people. This is so easily provable, it's insane. The penalty would instantly be death. Nobody would even question that. Why waste all the time? Cruise missile.
What about maybe they might just be putting 5G into the equation here and just made it wait. What about nanotechnology now? We know what are they putting into these shots, Roger? And what would the possible reaction be to say some kind of maybe far-fetched directed energy pulse coming from places high above your head on the human population?
Don't have to. I did a show with you where I talked to everybody about the amount of aluminum that was falling from the skies, and they were breathing it in. Hold on. I'm getting to the COVID part. And they were breathing in this aluminum, and then they were drinking fluoridated water, which was letting the aluminum into the brain because it's nano-sized particles. And with 5G, 5G could be used as a steerable beam because you have a lot of small antennas. This is what I did for a living. You take those antennas and you turn them into a phased array or a steerable beam. You can literally pick somebody out because you recognize their phone, okay? And you can put a 5G microwave beam focused on their head for about 30 seconds. It will raise the temperature in the brain enough for the brain to shut down. The person dies. You shut the beam off. The brain goes back to normal temperature, which is only a couple of degrees, and nobody has a clue why this person died. Now, that's a show I did with you.
I remember that.
Hold on. Let me modify it, all right? Let me bring it up to date. Graphene oxide, okay? Man, you can cook graphene oxide with 5G. You take the situation I just explained, and what you have is there's thems that have aluminum in their brain, and there's thems that have graphene oxide in their body and aluminum in their brain. Let me explain something to you. 5G becomes a deadly weapon at the hands of the government or those who own the government. I've been saying this for 4 damn years.
They plan everything ahead, Roger. And you know what?
They were talk rolling about out 5G while we were all locked up in our homes and using the military to do it. Why would you do that?
Well, you get ready to kill the herds. I mean, they've openly stated that, you know what, 6.5 billion of us have got to go. What a perfect weapon. Get them vaccinated, turn on the beam, and boom, they all drop dead. And our guns become null and void.
How do you get 7 billion people out of 7.8 billion people to go away? You get them to the point where they're begging for the poison that will kill them. This is exactly what you're seeing. I want to be able to go to the movie theater. I want to be able to go to my card club. I want to be able to go to church. I want to be able to go to the whatever store. In order to do this, it's just – and it's not even going to cost me anything. I'm just going to go down there and get my vaccine. And this right here is what is destroying humanity. You make the choice to give up the possibility, okay, of having a good, solid life for the comfort creatures you miss. You decide to play a game of Russian roulette. I'm not joking you. You take that vaccine. It's already the deadliest pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity. You take that vaccine, it's a game of Russian roulette. I dare anybody out there to explain to me how it's not. And you have a government who we elected there to protect us in every way, shape, or form, and they're putting us in a situation of either living with something that only 0.003 ever died from, or taking a vaccine that's either going to kill us or maim our children going forward. There's your choices, people! If you think I'm kidding, you're the idiot!
Welcome to the new socialist segregated society, folks. And if you don't think this is going to get better, then you've got your head in the sand. Because once they've got their foot in the door with these passports, they will own your life. They'll literally own you, because every medical procedure going forward will be forced on you by the government. That's where they're taking us. This is absolute insanity, Roger. We have to stop this. And like I said, the only way we're going to do it, Roger, is shows like this where, you know, maybe somebody hasn't heard a lot of this information today and they're all hearing it for the first time. People have to get involved 100% right now. Go ahead.
Barry, if people haven't heard any of the things I've been saying today, then I apologize for anybody who may have died of a freaking heart attack. Nothing here is good. Nothing here is promising. Nothing here bodes well for humanity. Am I a defeatist? Absolutely not. Do I think we have a say in this? Absolutely. Do I think that people across the planet are waking up to this crap? Oh, yeah. But Americans, we are the slowest country on the planet because we're the most comfortable country on the planet. Mm-hmm. We're the slowest country on the planet to react to something that threatens us. But when we do, and I'll go back to the Japanese Hirohito and Yamamoto again, when Hirohito looked at Yamamoto and said, okay, we just slaughtered Hawaii. Now I want you to attack the west coast of the United States. And Hirohito, when he asked that, he got something nobody ever did. He got Yamamoto, his head admiral, look over at him and say, I can't do that, my emperor. And everybody went, oh. He said, there will be an American with a rifle behind every blade of grass. When you stop to consider that Americans, yeah, they're usually the last to wake up, but when they wake up, they do it in an American fashion. They're not quiet about it. They're not tempered with it. They're not tolerant of it. They're like, what the hell? And you better have some damn good answers. This is what's starting to happen in America, and this is why they have to stuff those vaccines down our throats so hard right now just to try and get a few more to sacrifice their life to the god of COVID-19.
All you hear on the media in Canada is it's safe and effective, safe and effective. Get your vaccine. Do this right now for the better of the community, blah, blah, blah. Well, hey, wait, in Alberta, wait a second, get a load of this, Roger. If you live in Alberta and you go get the vaccine, the government's going to send you a check for $100. I'm moving to Alberta, buddy. That's it. I mean, that's just incredible. $100, you know what I can do with $100, buddy?
I got to ask you a question.
Do you believe that? Or ice cream for your kids? Go ahead.
If you got $100 for taking a shot that you knew you had a good chance of either maiming or killing you or destroying your lineage going forward, if you took $100 for that, I'm on the wrong show talking to the wrong person.
I'm just pointing out the insanity guys are actually doing, Roger. And they I don't know if anybody's actually taken them up on it, but just the fact that the government came out and made that statement, oh boy. But are we, Roger, and I'm going to be talking more about this with a couple of the guests that are coming on, especially my guest the third hour today, Wayne Peters, is going to talk about all the pushback we're now starting to see from groups forming. And we're talking about doctors and firefighters and policemen forming in Canada, now standing up and telling the government to go pound sand. And their groups are growing exponentially, Roger. I'll tell you what else is happening in Canada, which is positive, that there's a few patriots now in Canada that are actually well off financially. And some certain people are, there's lawyers getting involved right now. I can't talk a lot about it. But I'll tell you, my friend, there is major, major pushback about to come back at this government that's absolutely out of control in our country. So there is positive things happening. Go ahead.
Most people don't, and they have very little tolerance for me constantly saying over and over again, and they don't have tolerance for it. I constantly say you need to step back and take a look because all of this is connected. Now, let me explain something to you, okay? I'm not going to tell you that Trump is the best person on the planet, okay? Who bailed him out when he went into bankruptcy? The Rothschilds. Okay, so let's just leave it at that. What I will say is that he's definitely spent a whole lot more time protecting this country than just about anybody else. If this would have happened under Trump's watch, okay, it would have been an entirely different story. Trump had to be removed from office. This was supposed to start at the beginning of Trump's first term. Who was supposed to start it? It was supposed to be started by Hillary Clinton. This was all supposed to be over and done, and Trump screwed it up. And they thought they had the cheating done with all of the machines enough to cover it and found out they had totally underestimated the votes that Trump could draw. So what we ended up with was 4 years of mistake that they absolutely had to make sure couldn't happen again. Trump had to be deleted from any possibility of sitting in this office for this term. That is a direct connection. It is. All right. The fact that Afghanistan happened, everybody thinks there's no connection to that. The fact that the border is in a huge turmoil right now, everybody's saying there ain't no connection with that. Let me explain something to you. These are the elites. We are their pawns on the chessboard. They stand up there and they look down at us and they move those pieces as strategically as possible. When you say the vaccine, people are starting to catch on. all of a sudden you've got a huge fiasco in Afghanistan that everybody talked about and focused on for 10 days or more. That's all you heard. Nobody talked about the vaccine. And then all of a sudden you've got, I don't know, 15,000 Haitians appearing under a bridge. They came from a freaking island. They had to be brought there. It had to be a coordinated effort. 15,000 Haitians don't appear under a bridge in one day.
Maybe they were good swimmers.
Yeah. And what you're ending up with here is everybody look at the U.S. news is focused on what the hell is going on the border. Because what happened in Afghanistan is a little passe right now. There's still people talking about it. But you got to look behind door number three. So now we've got door number one, door number two, and door number three. What are they? COVID-19 vaccine. Okay. Afghanistan. The southern border. This is life in America. And what they have to do is make the distractions dire enough, big enough, and consequential enough for you to forget about the damn vaccine.
They're the masters of distraction, Roger. And they're very, very good at it. And they know exactly what they're doing.
They own the media and the media.
And they own all the tools. Of course. Yep. They own all the tools to manipulate society. So people have to sit back and look at what's going on in the big picture. And if you really sit back and look at everything that's going on, none of it makes any sense at all. But you have to be able to look at it with an open mind.
Didn't I just spend an hour saying that?
Well, yeah, but you know, it's so true in our world today, Roger. I mean,
yes.
I see people riding around on bicycles with a mask on their face.
Yep.
I just don't even know where to start with a person like that to begin to even
talk to. How about a person in a swimming pool with a mask on?
Well, yeah, or out in the ocean.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? I mean, we could make this up a couple years ago, but here we are. But, you know, in Canada, Roger, it was 15 days to flatten the curve, and now we are in a segregated social society. They've got their foot in the door with these passports. Boy, it's going to be right to the wall for Canadians here in the next 6 months. They have no idea what's going to come at them, Roger. Good thing is they are waking up. Go ahead.
I come here about every other week, approximately. Okay?
Yeah, I try to get you in every couple weeks.
I'm going to tell you that our next show is going to be on fire.
Okay.
That's about 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
I'm telling you what I think is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. And I think you're going to see the groundswell, the swell of that tidal wave I'm talking about. I think you will see a massive growth in awareness globally in the next 2 weeks. In the next month, you may start to see citizens taking charge of their government officials. And I'm talking about not always in a, oh, come here, pretty boy. You're such a nice person. No, I'm talking about dragging them out and throwing them behind bars and putting them on trial. There's already several. India has somebody who works, I believe, for the WHO who is being sued by their government for murder. Because of the COVID policies.
India is basically reporting zero cases of COVID now, Roger.
Yeah, I know.
Did you know that?
There are zero cases of COVID on the entire planet. Let's finish it up with this. Nobody has ever, and all you have to do is put in a FOIA request and you'll never ever get it. Nobody has. And there are a dozen countries that they have attempted to get it from, going through all of the channels, doing everything legally and above board. Nobody on this planet can show any proof that COVID-19 has ever been isolated or they have an image of it. Nobody can prove it exists. How do you make a vaccine to kill off 75% of the population, a vaccine for a virus that you've never isolated, that you can't possibly make a vaccine for?
That's a loaded – I don't have the answer.
Yeah, the thing of it is I don't either.
I know.
Right now, it lives in question land.
Well, Roger, you know what? We've got only a couple minutes left here, and I did have another question for you, but it's completely it slipped my mind here, which happens a lot to me. But anybody that listens to me knows that, you know, I have brain farts on a regular basis, and I just had one because I had a good question for you, but I can't dig it out of my brain right now for some reason.
I'm not going anywhere.
But anyway, we only got a couple minutes left here, Roger. Maybe I'll get you to make a few closing comments. I really look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. I want that the audits that just were done in the United States. I've been following that a little bit. 1 minute, can you address what the implications are of the results of these audits, the forensics that were just done? Can you talk on that for 1 minute, and then I got to let you go.
I would tell you that the audit definitely proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Trump should have won. And if it was conducted in other states, you would find the same thing. The point here is right now they know that that will attract a lot of attention as well. And I'm glad that it is attracting attention. It absolutely needs to. What people don't need to do at the same time is to divert all of their attention. This is programmed ignorance. Okay, I'm going to get you right here looking at something that everybody needs to see so that you don't learn what you need to learn about the thing you were looking at. This is what you're looking at. Yes, I think it's a great thing. I think more of it needs to happen. But damn it, why did that have to happen right now?
An amalgamation of events to throw people into complete state of chaos, Roger, is what we're seeing.
Yes.
So, buddy, always great having you. And, Roger, share real quickly where people can find you. And I'm going to have to let you go, my friend. But we will have you back in 2 weeks from today. So tie a little string around your finger. And you got to.
No, you got to.
Okay.
You got to send me a reminder.
I will, of course.
That for anybody listening, you need to understand that I charge Barry to be here. And it's an unreasonable cost. But he pays. My charge to Barry is you have to. Remind me at least one day before the show. That's my charge. And he pays willingly every single show. So I've got to give him credit. If you want to visit the Liberty Beacon, it is thelibertybeacon.com. That's the flagship site. At the top, you'll find a banner to our other news sites, which are scattered across the planet. Not American sites, but actually run from different countries. We do have a global network, and now we have TLB Talk, which is a social media platform that you will get a huge kick out of. If you want to be able to talk in a social media environment like you hear me talking right now, you ain't going to do it on Facebook, you ain't going to do it on Twitter, you ain't going to do it on YouTube, but you will do it on TLB Talk. TLBTalk.com. And thank you, Barry. I always enjoy doing your show.
Always, always a pleasure having you in, Roger, and I'm proud to call you my friend, and I look forward to our next conversation. Okay, folks, I'll be back in 3 minutes. You think Roger was ranting today? Wait till you hear Billy Joyce, because I know he's got lots to say. I'll be back in about 3 minutes.